When you've done all you can and seems like it's never enough, and what do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone, all alone?
Tell me,
what do you get
when you've given your all and it seems like you can't make it through? Well, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand and watch the Lord see you through after you've done all you can. You just stand. Tell me, how do you handle the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? Hey, and how can you smile while your heart has been broken and so filled with pain? Yeah. Tell me, what do you gain when you've given your all? It seems like you can't make it. Whoa, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Oh, after you've done all you can, you just stand
and be sure, be not in that bondage again. You just stand and endure. Oh, God has a purpose. Yes, God has a plan. Tell me, what do you do when you've done all you can and seems like you can't make it through? Child,
stop it.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning as we give all honor and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this brand new day. Before we go into our musical broadcast, we would like to offer a message of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as you have it be done in heaven. Father, lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all that you said was sin and evil. Lord, we know that thine is the kingdom, and all power and glory is entrusted in your hand, Lord Father. Once more again, Lord Father, we are bowed and praising your name, Lord Father. Praising you, Lord Father, for life, health, and strength, Lord Father. We want to thank you, Lord Father, for sending an angel to watch over us all night long, Lord Father. And bright early this morning, Lord Father, touching us, Lord Father, enabling us, Lord Father, to open our eyes to see a brand new day, Lord Father. A brand new day, Lord Father, that we've never seen before, Lord Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. As we open our eyes, Lord Father, we notice, Lord Father, that we had the activities of all our limbs, and they were working in their respective manner. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. Lord Father, we was able, Lord Father, to clothe ourselves in a respectable manner for this brand new day, Lord Father. We was able, Lord Father, to go and prepare a meal to nourish our bodies for this brand new day. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, we ask the Lord Father that you stop by the hospital, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters, Lord Father, that may have some type of illness or some type of situation that going on in their bodies that need a mighty healing this morning or this time, Lord Father. We ask that in your name, Lord Father. As I pray, Lord Father, do not only stop there, Lord Father. Go to the nursing homes, Lord Father. Lord Father, we know how we have some elderly there, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, they have been on this earth for a long existence. And we want to praise them for their efforts on this earth. Lord Father, as we pray, Lord Father, put an arm of protection around us, Lord Father. Go, Lord Father, not only there to the nursing home, Lord Father, but go by the prison and jails, Lord Father. Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father. They may have done some type of crime or something, made some type of mistake. Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, do you give them some direction and some guidance, Lord Father, in your name, Lord Father. As I pray, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters, Lord Father, that are pursuing an education and the university and schools all over this land, Lord Father, and all over this world. We ask, Lord Father, that you be a nurturer of their brains, that they pursue their ideal endeavor. We praise them, Lord Father. Now, as I pray, Lord Father, go to each home individually, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that some type of situation that may be going on in someone home that needs some guidance and direction. We ask that in your name, Lord Father. Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, you travel with us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways day by day, Lord Father. Be an eye and an ear for us, Lord Father. Be an armor of protection around us, Lord Father. And Lord Father, as we enter this brand new week, Lord Father, be a guidance for us as we go day by day, Lord Father. And Lord Father, and when we travel the last mile on this earth, and we have prayed our last prayer, and we have sung our last song. Give us a home somewhere in your kingdom, Lord Father. We're not asking for the best seat in your kingdom, Lord Father, but somewhere in your midst will be sufficed, Lord Father. These blessings and others we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen again. Again, good morning, everyone, thank you for joining us for this Sunday morning praise with Kel. Again, my name is Kel Marvette. We hope that each song that is about to be played this morning is a blessing to you all. And I'd like to ask that you continue to join us every Sunday morning at this time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our next song coming up is coming from the Rance Allen Group, and it's entitled Living in the Present.
within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know He'll lead me safely to that blessed place He has prepared. The wind keep on blowing. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. Though the storm blessed place He has prepared. But if the storm don't cease, and if the wind keep on blowing, the waves and the current, the sea so fierce. But in the word of God, I've got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable. Storm don't cease, and just in case the wind they keep on. We'll be right back.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned in to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 22 minutes before the hour. We hope that you are not texting while driving. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Albertina Walker, and it's entitled "Please Be Patient with Me."
Patient with me. God is not through with me yet.
God is not through.
Woo! with me.
See the worst in me.
I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
Hey! He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Tell you.
And that
he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
Said it doesn't matter what I did.
Doesn't matter what
he only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
Can
I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
Saw the best.
Yeah, dude.
Is there anybody here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not
Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See. See, he's mine. And I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did. For he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back there. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I'm his.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I need.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the mess.
Drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this, Carol, with a lot of emotion.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I lost?
He knows.
Don't
left and right just like stereo. Problem circumstances, do you feel me, yo? Need some clarity, homie, that's why I won't let my hair grow. Just acting the part just like I got my own TV show. Anxiety like an amateur on a follow. Like Annie, hope the sun will come out tomorrow. To pay my cell phone bill, I guess I'm gonna have to borrow.
I want
out
of the sound
possible, keep on busy. Crying this evening, the doctor told her that she could not conceive in. She miscarried 6 times before Stephen. That's her husband's name and he's from Cleveland. He said, I love you and he tried to console her. Prayed together, cried together, held one another. But something said to him that she's still gonna be a mother. He remembered what the doctor said and he said, so what?
I won't lie to the sound of
immaculate vision, this 180 style and grinding pellets don't phase me. Elegance and Enoch elect one bless thee. His phraseology's indistinctive and Joshua has the last word. Forget what you heard, Jireh's a bird. I'm new on me and qua.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 5 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Hope every song has been a blessing to you. Our next song coming up is coming from Hezekiah Walker, and it's entitled, I Need You to Survive.
Thank you. at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all apart.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Look at somebody, tell them, agree with me.
Agree with
we're
me.
We're all apart.
We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Tell your neighbor.
You are.
One more time, come on, open your mouth and say, I need you.
I need you.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
For we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
It is.
Yes, you are.
I need you to survive.
y'all. Clap your hands, everybody.
together to feel like,
feel like,
I feel like going on,
feel like going on.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right, I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. Trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 30 minutes after the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning. Another great song coming from Jane Fortune and Fire entitled Trust You. Next song coming up is coming from Deborah Snipes, and it's entitled Anybody Know Jesus.
Still not the morning, Jesus. Bless him. Bless him. I've got a wonderful, I mean absolutely wonderful, Holy Ghost filled surprise for you. I mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk Franklin? We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here, that there's something about the name.
Something, yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the
sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
The power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
And it's just like fire.
Where's it at?
Shut up in my bones.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets to move, said he won't leave me alone.
Everybody,
something about wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love thank you.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love thank you.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
How sweet is it? How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry and me have got to bow.
Well, tell them to wait. You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh yeah.
Hey, come on, let me hear that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about that name.
Something about that name.
Is the sweetest name.
Yeah.
I know. My wife were up to midnight with our three-year-old. Had to take him to emergency room because he had walking pneumonia. And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health. Just like we take food for granted until we run out of food. Just like we take our spouses for granted until we're walking by the casket and all we can do is wish that we could do things different. Just like children take their parents for granted. But I want to let you know, even when we take God for granted, what's so amazing about God is Paul says he does not treat us as our sins deserve. So that means that even in my imperfections, God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy. That's why I don't want people getting comfortable with praising the Lord just when the Lord gives them something. See, you gotta learn how to praise him because of who he is. Because see, when you praise him for who he is,
you don't have to wait till the trouble comes to learn how to praise him. I want every blood-washed believer that has fallen in love with Jesus. I'm not talking about you've had an affair with Jesus, but I'm talking about you love him, you love him, you love him, not because of what he's done, but because of who he is.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And
And that old can mean to you whatever that old needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman, open up your spirit and tell them it.
Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord some praise. I want to tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had, a home, car, family. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a cot that they had provided for her, she had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears. But while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help. Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus. Well, a young man walked up to her and said, Mother, why are you calling on Jesus? Shouldn't you be calling on FEMA? Shouldn't you be calling on the Red Cross, Salvation Army? Or better yet, shouldn't you be calling on President Bush and Cheney and those? And she said, son, you don't understand. There's a reason why I'm calling on that name. Because that's the name that's above every name. And she said, there's a reason why I'm calling on that name, Jesus. And you know what she told that young boy? She said, come here, let me tell you why I call on that name.
Savior, Savior, Savior. Come on, help me say that.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Anybody know him as the Savior?
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, help me say Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Everybody lift your voice. Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Oh, he's the Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name? Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, the paramedic was rushing by with a stretcher. They had an old man on the stretcher that had a seizure because he couldn't get his medication and his prescription. And she stopped him and said, where are you taking this man? They said, we're trying to get him over to the triage unit and get him some medical attention. She said, let me look at him. And while she was looking at the old man, a young girl came up with a baby in her arm, and the baby had a fever. She said, let me look at the baby too. And the young boy said, why you want to look at these folks? Why you want to look at these folks? You know what she told him? Healer, healer, healer. That's what the old mother said. Healer, healer, healer. I wish y'all would help me say that up in here. Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Anybody know him as a healer? Come on.
Healer, healer.
Why don't you wave your hand and say, healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
Yeah, he's a healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
What's the Lord's name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, there was a big commotion over by the exit door. Folks was rushing over to the exit door to see what was going on. They was making a lot of noise, and somebody sent a note, and it said there were 3 tractor trailers out there with food, water, and medicine, and mother started to really cry now. She really lost it now. And then somebody else sent another note, said there were 2 more tractor trailers that just showed up with dry clothes and Pampers and all the other stuff that they needed. And mother just lost it. She just started boo-hooing all over the place. And the young boy walked up to mother and said, mother, why are you crying now? You ought to be rejoicing. You ought to be shouting and rejoicing. Why are you crying now? She said, son, once again, you don't understand. You know what she told him? She lifted up her hands. She said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, y'all, help me here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Anybody want to tell him thank you? Yeah, what's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Why don't y'all help me tell him thank you? Come on, y'all.
Thank you, thank you.
Has he done anything for you? You want to tell him thank you?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, what's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, lift your hands all over the building. Thank you.
Come on,
way. Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
He's a strong tower. He's a shelter in a time of storm. He never speaks so long, yeah. There's power in that name, yes it is. Healing in that name, yeah, yeah.
Name,
somebody ought to call him by his name,
Jesus.
Sing it one more time, Jesus.
Jesus.
I wish I had some praises in here. Just go touch about 3 folks and tell them all you need to do is call Jesus. All you need to do is call Jesus.
deliverance in that name, yeah. He's a way maker. He's a heart fixer. He's a burden bearer, yes he is. Hey, touch somebody and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us for the Sunday morning praise with Kel. It is 3 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. We wish you a blessed rest of your Sunday, and I hope that the broadcast has been a blessing to you all. And be sure to join us here the same time. 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Again, have a blessed Sunday.